This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
You live, and we, of course, have a packed show as usual. Every Thursday, I think we say that.
Well, it wouldn't be a very good show if we didn't have a packed show.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I've been waiting for this one person to come on because I've seen her on the schedule, so I'm really excited to talk to her. But, you know, first, of course, we're going to be hearing from Donna shortly.
Yay!
And then at the top of the hour, it is called, it's a culinary playground.
That just sounds fun.
Doesn't that sound cool? Yeah. Kristen will be joining us. It is a business she has over in Derry. So stay tuned to hear a little bit more about her business. And then we will, at the bottom of the second hour, we'll be joined with Christine Mann and her dad. They are both, you know, her dad's retired and he helps her out quite a bit with her candle business. And it's called Wicket, W-I-C-K-I-T, Wicket
Clever.
Cool. Soy candles. There's, well, it's wickedcoolcandles.com.
Yeah.
And it's 100% soy. And you can literally, like, I've known Christine for a while. You can literally, when the wax is all melted, you can take it and you can spread it on your hands. You can use it as a massage.
Like a paraffin or something.
Yes. Mm. So cool.
That is cool.
We'll be talking
multi-purpose.
With Christine. Yes. And she has unbelievable scents of her candles, and I use them in my house. I like soy because it doesn't leave all that black stuff, you know.
Yep.
And she has the craziest scents, like really wicked cool scents. So
I look forward to that.
Yeah,
I've got a question already brewing. I know what I want to ask.
Yeah. See. Yeah. So let's see. Okay, so food holidays today. Of course, it's Healthy Weight Week. Seriously, I mean.
That should be the first week of January.
It should be the whole month of January.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it pretty much is the whole month of January. It is also National Popcorn Day.
Interesting.
National Popcorn Day. Now, this one I kind of thought was a little interesting. It's also Tin Can Day.
That's a day?
Tin Can Day. Back in 1825, okay, on this day, Ezra Daggett and Thomas Kensett were granted the first U.S. patent for food storage in cans.
Okay.
So
I guess that's a big deal.
Kind of interesting. You know, that's how
so now we just take it for granted, so it seems silly to have a day about it. But yeah, I guess it had to start somewhere.
Came with a little bit of history, so that was kind of cool. And I have been busy cooking and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. Did you notice my gallon gear?
I did. What is that? That's a thing. It's a name brand gallon gear. So
is.
You have this jug, like
a gallon
of milk
jug
that's covered with, like, it looks like one of those hot pink neoprene swimsuits from the 80s. Remember that? I think I had one exactly like that.
Well, it's kind of like a koozie for your gallon. You know, it makes it look prettier. Like, I want to drink it more because it's pink and it looks pretty.
As opposed to walking around with a big gallon.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is
and
what you
pockets,
should be.
Does it not?
It has, you can put your keys on here. You can put something in here.
I've seen it all now.
Right? Isn't it cool? So every day, this is what you should be drinking. So I do carry this with me.
But you're pouring it in a glass.
Well,
so it makes it a little easier. A lot of people, I see people do that all the time. Just drink it out of the jug.
I would spill it all over me. That's what would happen.
Too.
Really. That's what would happen. So, I'm drinking my gallon water, and
very
it
smart.
Seems to be working. But you just tried one of my recipes.
Yes. So I don't know if we have time before Donna comes on.
We
or
do.
Not.
She's not on yet.
Okay.
So
that was amazing. You have to tell us about this.
I didn't
talk
about this last week. I feel like I did, but I guess I didn't. You would remember, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, you made the tater tots, the cauliflower tater tots.
Okay, right. It was my broccoli tots.
Yes.
Last week.
Or broccoli
tots.
That's it.
All right. So this week I've made this two or three times, and this is. Literally, you know, and when I made this for Daryl, it's cauliflower fried rice. I've put this on my Facebook post, too, and people are like, recipe. It's so simple. And I'm telling you, when you make it, Daryl, like, I didn't tell him. Mm-hmm. I you know, gave it to him. He took a few bites, and I'm like, "How do you like it?" "Yeah, it's really good." "No, no, no. Take another bite. Like, doesn't it taste like real fried rice? You know, like that you would get at the Chinese place."
Right.
And he's like, looking at me like I'm nuts, right? He's like,
"Because
yeah.
He thinks
like,
it is.
Okay, he thinks it's rice, and it's not."
I thought it was rice, and you told me it was cauliflower fried rice, but in my head, I thought, well, it just had cauliflower in it.
Yeah.
I still thought it was fried rice, and I took a bite, and then you said that it's
cauliflower. So she had to take another bite.
I had to take another bite just to check it out. It's so good.
Frying pan, or you know, like a high-sided, you know, saute pan. I put in sesame oil, finely chopped onion, finely chopped whatever you would put in a fried rice, carrots, celery. I just, you know, I went into my fridge and what I had left over, I just threw stuff in.
And chopped it up all really small.
And chopped it all up small. I even bought a bag of petite peas. So I have that like in my fridge now and in a Ziploc. So I'll just pour like a few in at a time or whatever when I make the recipe. So add whatever you want into your fried rice. Of course, you know, you want to make it healthy. So you know, more than likely it's all vegetables anyway. So saute that all up. I also then now all the grocery stores, I mean, I'm saying all Whole Foods, Hannaford, and Market Basket for sure.
Okay.
Have in the produce. It's not in the frozen section. It's in the produce. You can buy a bag of already, it's called cauliflower rice, but it's 100% cauliflower, but they you know, put it in the processor for you, and it looks just like rice. I mean, it does, but it's all cut up pieces of cauliflower.
It's so much better for you.
Yep. And Hannaford's has now, I think it's Green Giant doing them, and they even have some that have broccoli in them. So it's cauliflower and broccoli, or cauliflower and carrots, and you know, there's like a couple of different kinds.
Yeah.
So then add that into your pan as well. I like to saute that up all together for a little while. I want to make sure my cauliflower is, you know, soft, mm-hmm. which they're little pieces, so it doesn't take
probably
too
happens
too
really
long.
Fast. Yeah.
Yes. You might want to add a little bit more sesame oil, but you know, and I just kind of eye it, just you know, whatever you think. So saute that all up, make sure it's all nice and, you know, sauteed. And then add a couple of tablespoons of soy sauce. And then in a bowl, depending on one bag to two eggs. So take two eggs, beat them up in a bowl, you know, with a whisk, and then add that to that mixture on the fire, you know, right into the pan. And it takes literally 2 minutes. You're just going to, like, stir that all up, and you'll see the egg cook. You know, because it doesn't take long. Everything's real hot.
Yep.
And that's it. You're done.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you serve it to your family.
And you let them think it's rice.
And they are going to swear it's rice. Well, Daryl's cousin, Cheryl, she's so funny. She's been using this.
Daryl and Cheryl and Carol?
Yeah, Daryl, Cheryl, and Carol. Oh, my gosh. I don't think we've ever said that. That's so funny. Cheryl's husband, Ron, she's gluten-free, so she uses a lot of cauliflower rice. To this day, I hope Ron's not listening, Ron thinks he's eating rice. Like, she's like, he literally thinks he's eating rice. And she just does it regular rice.
Yeah.
Like, not even fried rice. Like, this is, you know, has some stuff in
it. He thinks it's right. Yeah. That's funny. Yep. It looks different. Like, you really inspect it looks different. So I'm surprised he would notice. But I didn't know it without inspecting. It's so good. The flavor. Wait, now, I think there's something missing in your recipe because that has a little kick.
Okay. What I did because
I liked
said,
it. You know, I don't like spicy, but I liked
you don't,
it.
Don't, but. I have this little bag of, you know, the colorful hot pepper variety at the produce.
Yeah.
You wouldn't buy that because you don't like hot.
Right.
So, like I said, whatever's in your fridge, finely chop it up. So I did chop up in there. It does give you a little kick. I did two of those peppers, one red one, I think, and one light green one that I chopped up and threw in there and sauteed it all together. So it did gave like that little bit of a kick. You're right.
That was good. I figured it was seasoning.
Nope.
Okay.
The only seasoning in here is salt and pepper.
That's it. So you did add some salt and pepper. Yep. And the soy sauce.
Yes.
Which is not really seasoning.
And not a lot of soy sauce.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need a lot of that.
Mm-mm. I'm making it.
Yeah.
It's good. And I'm going to put the peppers in it. Are you proud of me?
I that is.
Because I like that flavor of it.
To one bag, I did two. Do you know what I mean? They're like a little bag. It's like, you know. Like
yeah, it comes with like a green, a yellow, or a red.
Yes.
But they're not the little bell peppers. They're the spicy ones.
They'll say hot peppers on it.
Okay.
I grabbed two of them out of there.
Like and my husband will probably eat the other ones whole, so they won't go to
there
waste.
There you go. See? But yeah, it does. It gives it like a little bit of a kick.
Thank you for
speaking
sharing.
Of
a little bit of a kick. Nice segue, Carol.
I couldn't resist with that one. I said it and went, uh-oh. Donna from Delaware, how's it going?
Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Can you kick it? Yeah. You know, you got to have a little kick, a little cayenne pepper. You know, here you go. You want some pepper? I got some pepper for you. Some habanero.
Yeah, I was just going to say, probably habanero for you.
Sriracha.
Yum.
I got you, sriracha. How y'all doing?
We are good.
Wonderful. It's beautiful here, actually.
It is. I saw some snow the other day. Was it snowing up there?
Yeah, it snowed yesterday for actually felt like a day and a half straight off and on. And all the trees were like heavy, icy snow. And then
y'all got Frosty the Snowman, the Abominable Snowboy. Y'all got it going on up there. Y'all can keep it that way because it ain't snowing down this on this end. It's still mucho caliente. Hot, hot, hot.
Rub it in.
I can rub it in. Want a little salt with that, too? I'll give you a little salt, too. Here you go. So y'all ready? Y'all ready for me to tell y'all what happened last week, ain't y'all?
We're dying to know, ain't you? I'm going to let
y'all have it. Here you go. You ready?
Ready.
Here it goes. Last Friday, my husband gave me one of the best birthday gifts a girl like me could ever receive, cooking classes. To be able to cook in a kitchen where I didn't have to clean up, now that's a real treat. Y'all know that's a real treat because I left flour and chicken grease all in Carol's kitchen stand without having to clean up. That's my specialty. 5-star dining at the Viking Cooking School in Atlanta, AC, located in the Harris Casino. Now, I'm about to run it down for y'all. Now, we arrived about an hour before the class because, you know, I hate being late, which was a plus that night because we got to chat it up with the senior instructor who stated they loved it when people follow instructions and stay focused. I was like, okay, duly noted. And since we were so early, I got to pick out my own workstation first, which was even a bigger plus. I chose a workstation that had two cutting boards, just me and Teddy, you know, the two of us. And they gave us brand spanking new aprons to wear, which they gave us after the class was over. They gave us to have. They was ours to keep. And they even signed them for us. Ain't that nice? Mm-hmm. That was real nice, wasn't it? Well, I'm about to tell you what wasn't so nice. We arrived about 15 minutes into the class, and here comes three rejects from the reality show Mob Wives, leaving a trail of Aquanet and body glitter. Not to mention, they travel in packs. Because about 10 minutes later, here comes three more of these old Asiago cheese strombolis. These was a hot mess. First, they was late. Not to mention, the instructor had to hold up the lecture and move people around so that they could all be together. No, they moved other people around because Donna act like she was sucking on a lemon and had gum stuck to her shoes. Now, that wasn't the topper. Everyone who arrived on time had already placed their coats and handbags in the dining area where we were going to sit down and eat, except for one of these 70-plus-day-old cannolis who took her bowling bag to the workstation and almost knocked her glass over. Now, the instructor states, you can put your bag in the dining room. She wasn't having it, y'all. Now, the dining room was in view of the whole class. And mind you, we was at a casino which has more cameras than the Federal Reserve. Now, I look at Teddy, and he looks at me, and he must have been reading my mind because she must have thought that the two gingerbread people in the room had molasses fingers. Well, I rolled my eyes as that reincarnated Big Ange went over and took her bag and placed it in the dining room so the rest of us can enjoy the class. Date night in the city had fun and happy moments as well, from making jumbo lump crab cakes to eating double chocolate cherry cookies with espresso ice cream and cutting into succulent veal chops, which I got to prepare and grill myself. Yes, I was so grateful because y'all know how I am a germophobic that my workstation was in the front and they gave us our very own food contact sanitizing wipes because one of those pieces of basil must have been coming down with something because she kept coughing and hacking. With cold and flu season in full effect, one needs dinner that is filling and hearty. No more rice, no more cauliflower rice. Y'all need some meat. No need to ask, where's the beef? When the grill, when you grill and bill, is a cure-all pill. And the recipe of the week. Here's what you'll need to put germs to rest while you dine on the best. You'll need 2 whole heads of garlic, 12 medium radishes, 1/4 cup of olive oil, salt and pepper, 4 8-ounce veal chops, and they was banging too, 4 medium shallots, 1 tablespoon of fresh thyme, 1 pound of variety of mushrooms. They use, make sure I say this right, chanterelle and shiitake and cremini, and they chop them in halves and quarters. And you need half a cup of vermouth. Now, what you're going to do, this is what I would do, but they gave us instructions, so y'all know I batch up my own instructions. This is what you would do. You place your garlic in a foil, and you would cut your radishes in half and salt and pepper them. And then we'll place them in a crock pot, Tracy, because you know I love a crock pot. Can't leave a crock pot out. So, and I would roast them for 4 hours. You would cool, your garlic was cool, you would squish out those cloves, and you would mash them up and place it in a container. Set it aside, and it can be made ahead. Now, you're going to rub your veal. We rubbed our veal with olive oil, salt and pepper, both sides, and we let it rest for about 20 minutes to bring it up to room temperature. Now, we got a hot grill, and we placed our chops on it to cook. To cook for 4 minutes, but I cooked mine for about 5 minutes, and I rotated my chops to make those cute cross hatch grill marks. Oh, they showed me how to do that, so I was so happy. Now, you'll cook it for 4 more minutes, and then you'll flip it over and you'll do the same to the other side. Now, the Viking Cooking School take home instructions state your meat should temp at 130 degrees to 135 degrees. But I live with an undertaker, and he told him that he don't eat no bloody meat. So we had to cremate ours. So my temperature that night on date night was hotter than Satan's liver. Speaking of liver, they served them Bellinis, and they gave us the recipe to the Bellinis and all kinds of wine that Big Ann's and them was getting it in. I sipped on ginger ale anyway. I want to make that pan mushroom sauce. You're going to heat your skillet to medium high. You're going to place your 2 tablespoons of oil and your shallots. You're going to cook them till they're soft. Next, add in your thyme and stir for a minute. Now, place your mushrooms and sprinkle on your salt to allow your mushrooms to release their liquid. Cook for another about 8 minutes. Add your vermouth, and then you let that cook until all your liquid is almost gone. Then add your garlic and your radishes. Put some salt and pepper to taste if needed. You're going to plate that over your chops. And that's how date night is done right. And veal is the wintertime peel. King.
You know, veal chop is so good.
Girl, that changed my life.
Yeah.
I don't even
really
want
good.
No more steak. Give me the baby cow.
Oh, my gosh. Your pictures.
I ain't mad at you. Give me baby cow. I said, tell you like it? He said, yeah. So you got to go to a real good butcher shop to get real good veal there. You just can't use any old hacking up veal. Am I right?
I've never had it, actually.
You never had it, Tracy?
Oh,
no.
It's so good.
Oh,
really
Trey,
good.
You got to get the veal on, baby. I mean, but you got to get good ones. Just don't get no cheap veal. You got to get some good veal steaks, and they are banging, ain't they? Changed my life. I'm gonna go buy me some veal now and go ahead and burn it up on the stove. That way, I ain't got Big Ann setting a fire up in here. Girl, they was setting fire almost in that place.
Oh,
they wouldn't
gosh.
Listen.
I
thought I was on mob house. I was on mob wives. I ain't want to say too much because I don't like concrete shoes and everything. I was just like, okay. You know, but
pictures...
that day old cannoli was a something else.
Oh my gosh. Your pictures were awesome. I loved watching your pictures.
Until y'all come. Y'all got to come this way just to do it. Do y'all have those up there? The cooking school type of date nights type of things? Do y'all have that?
You know, I'm going to have to look that
look
up.
Into it. If not, then maybe we got to come up there and get that popping because, always into some type of business adventure. Maybe we got to come up there and get something like that crack-a-lacking because it was a fun experience. Maybe we'll get Patrick and we'll have to get something going. What y'all think?
Oh, definitely. Patrick would be all over that.
Yeah, right, right. And then Neil, I'll come up and do some instruction too. You know,
yeah.
we can have this crack-a-lackin'. That'd be fun. What y'all think?
You can be his assistant.
No. I want to be the head, not the tail. What's wrong with you? I want to learn I want to be in that fine chicken. Have chicken grease everywhere. You know.
You're funny.
But definitely it was a fun experience. Hopefully that everybody gets that type of experience because it was really, really fun. And remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And go get you some veal, Tracy, and everybody out there. And make sure Big Ass don't chop it up for you because she might chop up something else because you know they good for that kind of stuff. Y'all know, I'll talk to y'all later. I don't want no concrete shoes. Don't be mad at Donna. Hate the player, hate the game. I got to get up out of here. Talk to y'all later, girls.
Hi, Donna.
She was on fire, kicking it today.
Oh, man. Did you happen to see her pictures at the Vikings
just
school?
Now while she was talking? I pulled them up. They're so cool.
Yeah, they, great pictures. They look like they had a really good time. I mean, who wouldn't? That must be, I'm going to have to look that
I know.
Up.
I don't think we have anything like that. I think that's your next venture.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not me.
You got enough going on?
Yeah, no. I've been sewing. That's what I've been doing. I have been sewing up a storm. Oh, my goodness. I just did my first quilt.
Oh, nice. Are you doing things on Etsy or just for fun?
Yeah, no. Oh, no. Just for fun.
Just for fun.
It's my very first quilt, and I'm still not completely done because when it's done, I'm going to bring it in and show you. But I have to do the binding now. So, I've been sewing. So, no new ventures for me. I like my home. I love being home. It's, so cool.
You got everything else just kind of even-keeled, people taking care of it, and you get to relax.
Yes. A little.
I know
yes,
you work very
pretty
hard,
much,
though.
But no, yes, you're right. I used to work hard. But anyway, all right, you're listening to Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy. Great segment with Donna from Delaware on her veal chop recipe. I'm sure you can look that up on her account, Donna's Delights, DeeLites. I believe it's donnasdelights.com.
I think you're right.
Yeah, donnasdelights.com. And we are going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. That was quite the conversation with Donna.
She's so funny.
That was a good one today.
Can
I like
you
that.
Imagine walking into that room late and staring at Donna?
Nope.
I'd be afraid.
Yeah, I think her eyes probably burned through their skin. I'm sure. That was awesome. Now, I want to go back to the cauliflower rice for a minute. So
sure.
If anyone missed it, you just gave this awesome cauliflower fried rice recipe that's good for you because there's actually no rice in it. There's something else in that bowl that you didn't mention. There's some kind of chicken.
It goes really, really well with the cauliflower fried rice. So you make your cauliflower fried
separate.
Rice.
Separate, okay.
Yep, and put that aside. And then get another pan. And it's called, I don't know what she's saying to me. Someone's talking to me, but we're on the air. I can't talk. I got to get into the chicken mode. So, coconut oil in your pan. And it smells so nice, the coconut oil. So get that nice and, hot. And then it calls for chicken breasts. I don't like using chicken breasts. I get the chicken tenderloins. I like trim them up. There's a little bit of fat on the ends, I trim that up. All right. So about a pound, depending on, what you're making for your, for your family. So take your chicken tenderloins and put them in your frying pan. You're going to cook about 4 to 5 minutes on each side. They are not going to be fully cooked, but that's okay.
Okay.
All right. So it's kind of like searing them a little bit.
Yeah.
Take them out of that pan, I did it with a slotted thing. Put them on a plate. Set that aside. Add to that coconut oil. You're going to add chopped onion. Actually, it calls for red onion. I had a red onion, so I did use it. Red onion, carrot, whatever you want. Again, kind of like the cauliflower fried rice. I mean, I always start my bases too with garlic too. Some minced garlic.
Oh, yeah,
garlic.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Let's say red onion and garlic. Saute that all up. Then you're going to add 1 cup of chicken stock. And then you're going to just let that kind of, medium to medium high heat. It's going to come to a little boil. It'll reduce down just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Add a good, what I do with my herbs? In Hannaford, they have those little containers. They're fresh, but they come in little container and they're already chopped up for you. Not the jars. They're little containers.
Like plastic.
Yes.
Flat ones.
Yes. Yeah. I just open that up. I don't even measure. I put a bunch of that in there. So good.
Of which?
Of cilantro. Oh,
okay.
And then your squeezy lime juice. Squeeze some lime juice in there. I think the recipe calls for 2 tablespoons. I probably put a little bit more. But just, you know, squeeze some lime juice in there. Saute that all up again. You know, it's all going to be kind of like liquid now.
Okay.
Not too high, you know, because you reduce it a little bit with the chicken stock. Then you're going to add coconut milk. Now, I don't get the canned coconut milk. I get the ones, they're like in a little, they look like a juice box. I don't know why. I like those better.
Yeah.
Shake it up real good. Squeeze that in there. You don't even really need the whole box. And it's not, it's maybe a slightly bigger than a kid's juice box. They're not like huge and they're not little. So they're kind of in between. I always have one like open all the time, like in my fridge. So squeeze a bunch of that in.
Yep.
So it kind of turns a little bit white, and then it's pretty because you see the cilantro green and you see the red onion. So let that come to a nice simmer, and that's going to get a little bit thick. If it doesn't get thick, the first time I did it, for some reason, it didn't get thick. I probably added a little bit too much chicken stock, but take a little bit of cornstarch, sprinkle some on top, and let it sit. It'll get thick. Add your chicken back into it. Cover it for another 10 minutes or so, done. Now that over the cauliflower fried rice is a
It was delicious. That's what was
to
it
die
was perfect.
For. That's what you're tasting in this combo right here.
So
another
good.
Healthy meal. Again, you're, you know, using coconut milk. It looks like a cream sauce, and it's not. It's delicious.
Yeah,
all dairy
so
free,
good.
Gluten free, all that kind of stuff. You know.
Now I think we have a few more minutes. You were talking at the break about something new that you tried, a type of fish that I've not even heard of before.
Arctic char.
Yeah, and that's, you said, super easy to prepare.
Arctic char, whole foods, fresh seafood, skin on, buy whatever you need. We had like 3/4 of a pound or whatever. In your pan, baking pan, 350-degree oven, olive oil, salt, pepper. That's it.
Yum.
Bake in the oven about 10, 12 minutes. I put the broiler on, roast it a little on the top. Done. Tastes like butter. We're at the top of the hour. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We'll be back with Kristen from the Culinary Playground. Stay tuned.